If you want to be paid like a CEO or like a six-figure business owner, then you have to act like one. Not just saying, get on a sales call with me. That does not sound sexy. It does not sound appealing. And most people will think, I don't have money for that. I beg you, call somebody who's not a potential paying client and ask them to pretend to be one. Do not practice on your prospects. 90% of coaching is sold on the phone. You cannot avoid booking discovery calls. If I was to dumb down what you're doing in your coaching business, especially when you're just getting started, the only thing that I would tell someone is that you are playing for phone calls. Hello, welcome to 5 simple steps to getting your first or next paying coaching client. Okay, I am going to walk you through the 5 exact steps that you can take today or any day to get a coaching client, whether it's your first client or your 50th client. Okay, this is a quick video, but we cover a lot. So I want you to stay tuned so you can get the exact steps. Remember, you can take these steps right now or every single week, every single day to increase your coaching clients. Okay. I promise these work. We have been doing them for years. And if we haven't met yet, my name is Liv Chapman. I am the founder and CEO of IGC Coaching School. We have been training coaches for over a decade. We're an internationally recognized ICF accredited coach training company dedicated to helping professional women discover their purpose, leverage their life experience, and turn their skills into a thriving coaching business. And how do we have a thriving coaching business? We have clients. We have clients, of course. Okay. So let's talk about how to get those clients. All right. The very first thing that you need to have supreme clarity on is the problem that your coaching solves. Okay. If we don't know what problem we solve, no one's going to pay us. Okay. You may say, like, I'm a coach, I'm this, I'm that. If someone doesn't know what that means and don't know how it can help them and help them pretty quickly, they're not going to hand over their credit card, they're not going to sign a contract, and they're not going to be your next client. Okay. So we need to be super clear on what your niche is, or better said, what problem does your coaching solve? The way to discover that or to get really clear on that is to consider your life experience, your personal experience, your professional experience, what you're most passionate about, perhaps, and then what will people actually pay for? That's really, if you thought of this like a Venn diagram, it's whatever would be in the center of what problems will people pay for and what do you love talking about, okay? Remember this, you may go all over the place in your coaching sessions. When I began my coaching career as a career coach, I was selling and marketing career coaching, specifically helping you get out of a job that you hate and get into something with more meaning, okay? And a lot of those conversations inside of coaching talked about confidence, relationships, communication skills, issues that were going on at home, whatever it may be. But I wasn't marketing all of that. I was specifically marketing, quit your draining 9-to-5 and find the career of your dreams. Okay. Anything else that goes on in your coaching sessions, that's perfectly fine. If we are certified coaches, we know that part of coaching is dancing in the moment and being with, you know, being able to coach anyone around anything, but we are not marketing to everyone and around everything. Okay. We are finding a very clear and targeted problem that our coaching solves. And we were talking about that again and again and again. Okay. I'm going to give you a few examples. So like that career coaching one, I love it. It's one of the top coaching niches. It's one of the top paid for coaching niches. Okay. But instead of going to a networking event or posting on social media and saying, I'm a career coach, I help people with their career, try something like this instead, or try this format for yourself. Okay. I help mid-career women transition from unfulfilling corporate jobs to landing leadership roles in purpose-driven organizations. Do you see how specific that is and how it really paints a picture of what people can expect and of how you can truly help them? Okay. You are giving them a little bit of the before and a little bit of the after. All right. Think about that for yourself. Let me give you a couple more examples for other very common niches. And again, you can use this framework to really solidify the problem that your coaching solves. Okay. Let's move into health coaching, another top niche. Instead of I help people improve their health because, I mean, my smoothie here helps me improve my health. The doctor helps, fitness instructor helps, but what about health coaching, right? Try this instead. I help busy moms lose weight, increase their energy, and build sustainable wellness habits without dieting or sacrificing family time. Okay? Do you see how that paints a picture of who this person is that would hire you? That's what we want to do. Let's give another one. I'm going to give a confidence coaching example because this is one of the fastest growing paid for niches in the coaching industry right now. So instead of saying, I help people build confidence, also probably don't even use the word people. Use men, use women, use some other adjective to describe humans, not just people. Okay. So for confidence coaching, let's vavoom it a little. All right. I help women recovering from toxic relationships, rebuild their self-esteem, set boundaries, and step boldly into their power. You can see that woman. You can see the change that a woman is making in that visual, right? So you want to have that for yourself. This is a perfect time to leave a comment. Tell us what problem your coaching helps people solve. Get as specific as possible. And if you're in a niche, maybe outside of what I shared, or even one of those, and you need help with this, do some describing in the comments and I will come back through and help you really solidify that targeted problem. You need to know this first because it's going to have a huge impact on every other step in this 5-step process. Okay. So supreme clarity on who you help, what problem you help them solve. With that in mind, we're going to move on to step number 2. Step number 2 is to create your leads list. You can do this in a spreadsheet. You can do this in a document. You need to have a list of humans that you know that you can help. Maybe they're former colleagues. Maybe they're people from your college sorority or your high school even, or a social group that you're in or that you met in a Facebook group or a book club or a mom's group or the kid pickup line, anywhere. Even if you don't have the confidence to reach out to them in this exact moment, I want you to start cultivating that list. Get their name, email, contact information, whatever on this list and start really thinking, who are these people and can I help them solve their problem? You need to make this list, okay? Like I said, they could be people that followed you on some type of social media. They could be people that you were introduced to, friends of friends, any of that. The other thing I'm going to say to this, if you're just getting started and you haven't really built a social following yet, or you're not, you know, in groups online or in person where you are running into these people, I want you to think of kind of a middleman, if you will. Okay. So who do you know that knows this demographic of humans? Okay. So if you really want to work in career coaching, do you have access to your old college advisor? Do they know people? Do you know people who run networking groups? That's a huge one. Or get yourself involved in a networking group. There are also social media, Facebook group for almost everything. Almost everything. What groups can you start getting into and getting involved with and sharing valuable content and advice and information in so that you can be building this leads list? Or who do you know that is in these spaces? You can also go to them and say, it's a great time to say, hey, so-and-so, I'm not sure if you heard, but I recently launched my career coaching practice where I'm helping unfulfilled corporate woman get out of this role and da-da-da, you know, the example I gave. I would love to be introduced to any woman that you know who fits that description. Here's how. Please connect us on an email. I would love to offer them a free 30-minute career clarity consultation, okay? That I'm kind of jumping into the next step a little bit here, but if you don't know these individuals yet, you want to go to kind of a middleman or someone who can introduce you to them. You want to start building that leads list. Having a website and having social media does not count as a leads list, okay? Your leads may be there. They may be coming through your website. They still need to be on a list somewhere that you can, where we're getting into number 3, where you can invite them, okay? So number 3 is you are inviting leads into a discovery call, into a sales call, into a coaching consultation, whatever you want to call it. I really, really love a specialized name for a discovery call, especially when you're brand new. So if you are career coaching, you may call it a 30-minute career clarity session. If you are doing health coaching, it could be 30 minutes to a better bod. I don't know. If you are doing leadership coaching, it may be up-level your leadership call, 30 minutes to boom, boom, boom. And then there's three takeaways, right? So you want to potentially be marketing some type of free call, not just saying, get on a sales call with me. That does not sound sexy. It does not sound appealing. And most people will think, I don't have money for that, right? Because also a sales call doesn't really say what problem you're solving, okay? So consider building in that problem that you solve into the initial consultation / sales call discovery call. If you're having trouble with that, go to our good friend / coworker ChatGPT and tell them, let's do a relationship coach example. I'm a relationship coach. I help newly divorced women navigate dating again, set healthy relationship boundaries, and attract aligned partners. I would love to offer these women a free 30-minute call to see if we're a good fit for coaching. What are some creative names for this call? And what are a few takeaways that even if someone didn't hire me, they would get value from? Okay, and see what they come up with. If you need help naming your call, please leave me some information in the comments. I really kind of love doing that. Like, I love naming these calls. I think they're so much more helpful than just sales call or discovery call. Cause I'm like, what does that even mean? What's in it for me? Okay. Eventually people will be banging down your door to work with you. But at first you are doing a lot of the inviting. That is where marketing becomes sales, is when you put out the invitation to get on the call. 90% of coaching is sold on the phone. You cannot avoid booking discovery calls. If I was to dumb down what you're doing in your coaching business, especially when you're just getting started, the only thing that I would tell someone is that you are playing for phone calls. Your goal in your marketing is to get calls booked. Your goal in everything that you do to get hired is to get the calls on the calendar. Coaching is sold on the phone or the Zoom. Okay. Or the Zoom. I like it over Zoom too, because it really is a relationship. You are selling a relationship. You're not selling a quick fix. Coaching is different. You cannot just sell it you can get really good at sales and probably sell in the DMs or in conversation, but no matter what, it's some type of conversation. And the best way to have those conversations is either face-to-face and on a Zoom or over the phone, okay? So you're playing for phone calls, and that is number three, sending those invitations, okay? You are going to be inviting people, whether you're marketing in real life at events or you are marketing on social media, okay? A few different things that I want you to consider here. You are giving some value. You are articulating that problem that you solve, and you are inviting people to the phone call, okay? This can happen in a Facebook post. Here's an example script of what you could post on Facebook. You're going to want to really make this your own, really tweak it, make it on brand for you, make it sound like your voice, and make it very specific to the problem that you solve, okay? That's an example of a Facebook post that you could send. Now let's talk about an email, okay? Here's an email that you could send. Let's talk about insert problem, okay? This you could send to anyone who you consider to be an ideal client, okay? This could also be rework to send to people who you know your ideal clients, okay? But you're going to want to be sending these invitations. I highly recommend that you are in some way, shape, or form inviting at least 10 to 15 times per week. Whether they're posting, you know, maybe five of it is different social posts and the other 10 are emails or DMs, whatever it may be. You have to be inviting people to the discovery calls in order for you to be booking the discovery calls, which is where you land your clients. And the last thing I'm going to show you, I love an Instagram voice memo. I prefer it over what could be thought of as a cold pitch DM. Obviously, if these are warmer leads or people you know, it may be fine to just send it in text version, but say you have someone who's followed you and liked all your stuff, but you don't really know them and you're not really sure, I highly recommend using a script like this, but in a voice memo form so they can really hear you. They can open up a little bit. It's much more vulnerable and it sets the tone of a deeper level of trust and intimacy. And these different scripts could be used on different platforms. I'm just giving you the most common ones that I see coaches using and using well. Okay. So you're going to be sending those invitations. My recommendation is at least 10 to 15 per week to be booking 2 to 3 discovery calls per week. Okay. And again, if your goal is more, then increase those numbers. Okay. Increase those numbers. The way that we prevent kind of feast and famine in our coaching business is to consistently be doing this. Perhaps you get it in your schedule that you are sending, you know, 10 new invitations every Monday. You're doing follow-ups on Tuesday. You're sending 5 more invitations on Wednesday. You're doing more follow-ups on Thursday. It's got to go in your calendar. If you want to be paid like a CEO or like a 6-figure business owner, then you have to act like one. So you have to take these kind of actions. Okay. So that leads us, we're almost there, folks. That leads us to step number 4. Step number 4 to getting paid as a coach is to having that sales call or discovery call, actually hosting the call, getting the person on the phone or on the Zoom and walking them through a properly well done discovery call or sales call or fill in the blank type session, whatever you decide to name it. You have to know how to run these calls like a leader, like a salesperson. If I'm being honest with you, if you're selling coaching, you need to know how to sell. So if you're not sure how to run these calls, I'm going to give you our script. It's more of a template, but it's a little bit of a script. It's both innerglowcircle.com/script. It's going to walk you through the 4 main sections of a well-done coaching sales call. It's going to give you different question sets that you can tweak and make your own, but you want to take them through that exact process. You have to lead the call well if you want someone to hire you. So definitely go download this if you don't have a plan for those calls. And the last thing I'm going to say about hosting those calls, if you have not done one, if you're one of those people that wants their first paying life coaching client, I beg you, call somebody who's not a potential paying client and ask them to pretend to be one. Do not practice on your prospects, okay? Practice on someone, anyone else, not someone who could potentially be paying you for coaching. Practice in the mirror even, but do not hop on a discovery call slash sales call and not know what you're doing. Don't let that be the first time you read through the script, okay? You want it to be natural. You want it to be, you want to be confident so you can show up like a leader. Someone who's coming to coaching is not going to hire someone who's not sounding confident and sure. Absolutely not. Can you imagine? They probably are looking for certainty. They're looking for confidence. They're looking for someone who's sure that they can make a difference in their life. So you need to show up and act like it. And the only way to do that is kind of get some of the nerves out and make sure that you feel really good about the sales call itself. Okay. And if you go through that script, it's also going to have you really identify the takeaways and, you know, your big claims as a coach, what people can expect. So you're going to walk into those calls being like, I've got this. I can get results. I help people solve problems. This person is going to hire me. That's the energy that you want to take those calls. And then the last and final step of getting your first paying client, number 5, is actually getting the freaking payment. So not getting at the end of a call and being like, cool, talk later. No, you're not going to hear from them again, probably. Or at least often you're not. You are going to be on those calls ready with a contract prepared for them, an agreement. Maybe you have a template or a contract where you need to fill out little bits of information before you send it off. You are ready with that contract. That's a little bit of manifesting. It's a little bit of action. But the last thing I want you to do is say, all right, I'll get you a contract and a payment link over. No, no, no. You can do that right on the call. You can do that when someone says, yes, I want to move forward. Great. Are you by your computer? If they're on Zoom with you, great. I want to pull this up. How does this look? Perfect. I'm going to message you over this agreement to sign, this payment link, however you want to do it. And then once that's done, let's get our first session on the book so we don't lose this momentum that we built in this call. Because you see, on the sales call, you are learning about them. You are telling them, giving them some insight into how their life can get better or their problem can be solved. They're going to have built momentum with you on this call. to close it out powerfully and to actually get their business, you want to have the contract ready, you want to have the payment ready, and you want to get their first session on the calendar, okay? So that is how you close it out. That is how you ensure you're getting paying clients, and you can rinse and repeat this process. I did say it was simple. I did give you a lot, but here's the thing. Most of this process requires some typing. Most of this process requires some thinking. It doesn't really require any extreme physical activity or anything too nutty. So think about it like that. You're going through the steps and you're repeating them again and again to get a result, okay? If any of this feels unclear, please leave a comment. If you need more resources, start with that script. That's going to be your top resource to get hired here. Leave your questions in the comments. And please, if this was helpful to you, like this video, send it to a friend, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel where we do lots of videos to help you lead a more purposeful life and have a much more profitable coaching business. I will see you next time.